Welcome to the Bills Breakdown Podcast. I am Nate Schreiber, and as always, with my co-host, Alex Pollinger.
All right, Nate, it's almost week two. Are you ready for a new, fresh week for the Buffalo Bills? It's the first home game. We get to see a game live in front of us for the first time in almost a year.
Yeah, I think I'm the most excited for going to the stadium on Sunday and getting back and just being and seeing a game with that crowd, because the Bills crowds are so much fun. And hopefully the players can give the fans at least a decent game. Nothing like last week will suffice for when we go to the game on Sunday.
Yeah, I think with this team this year, anytime they keep a game close and entertaining going into the fourth quarter, that's all we can ask for. And you know, that's what I hope we get on Sunday. You know, I love the atmosphere. I almost called it Ralph Wilson Stadium. New Era Field. The tailgate's awesome. I'm looking forward to it. I believe we sit, what is it, section 123, Nate, down by the tunnel?
That is correct. We are. We moved over a little bit this year. So we're, what are we, like one section over from where we were last year?
Yeah, we're like just stage left of the tunnel. I think we're like row 24 right on the aisle. So if any of the listeners are at the game, feel free to come down and chat with us before the game, halftime, whatever. You know, we're pretty friendly guys, so we'd love to talk some Bills football or anything else.
Yeah, so let's talk about this week two matchup, the San Diego Chargers.
Los Angeles Chargers
are favored. I always do that. You know, I always do that. I still cannot get over it. I just wish they were still in San Diego, I guess. Oh my goodness. So the current line, Alex, you said is 7. Chargers favored by 7 points.
That is correct. It has come down from 7.5.
So what do you think about that 7-point line? On that game. Do you think the Bills can keep this game close?
It is a cross-country road trip for the Chargers. I thought 9.5 would have been a good line to start the week, but apparently bettors find the Bills to have a better chance with Josh Allen, and I think that's accurate. I mean, I think that first week is a fluke. I mean, we know how bad Nathan Peterman is. We saw a couple of those games from the Bills last year where they got completely blown out. And I don't know, that just feels like if they come with any sort of intensity compared to what they put out there last week, they can definitely keep this to at least a 2-score game, if not, you know, keep that to 7 points. You know, we'll see how that line shakes out, but I think it's okay right now.
Yeah, I think what the Vegas is doing is, I think you're right, it's mostly the cross-country trip is factoring into why it's not more like 9.5, but I still think the Bills will have a difficult time keeping it under 7, but I think 7's fair for this week.
Yeah, and I mean, a 7-point road favorite is enormous in the eyes of Vegas, so that 1 score sounds close, but in terms of betting odds, like -7 for the road favorite coming across the country, that's still huge. If this game was in Los Angeles, it would probably be a 12-point line or close to it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Especially, I mean, given the cross-country factor, Los Angeles at home, Bills, how brutal they look. Yeah, absolutely. 12, 13 points.
So, if you had to bet on this game, Nate, are you taking the Chargers or are you taking the Bills with the points there?
If I had to, I probably wouldn't bet on this one. But if I had to bet, I'd take the Chargers.
Yeah, I don't think this, I'm not really a better. I do it more just looking at what I would bet. I'm not much of a better, but yeah, I think I would take the Chargers here. I wouldn't have as much confidence with it as I would if Nathan Peterman was the starter. I mean, this line would probably be bet out close to 14 if they renamed Peterman the starter, but I think Allen, there's a lot of uncertainty there. We don't know what he's going to be. We don't know how much better the offense is, and it's hard to be much worse than they were last week, so you have to assume they bounce back a little bit.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say is the people that ask the question, does Allen give this team a better chance to win? I mean, he can't give them any worse of a chance to win. So I think seeing how he, especially in the first couple of possessions, how he looks, how he controls the flow of the game, that'll be the most important thing for me in terms of seeing if the Bills can maybe even keep this game close.
All right, so we'll kind of follow the same format we did last week for the Ravens preview. Nate, give me one specific thing that you think the Bills need to do well. Like, what, we'll do three, but give me your number one.
So my number one thing they need to do is keep Josh Allen protected. You cannot have your rookie quarterback go out there in his first start and be running all over the place because he has big defensive linemen in his face the entire game. You have to give him a chance on Sunday to make plays with his arm. And if you can give him a chance to make plays with his arm, then that gives you a chance to win the game.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. My first one is going to be they have to extend drives, especially in that first quarter. Even if they don't score, they have to string together some first downs and keep that defense off the field. Because if you let Phillip Rivers go out there and score on you the first two possessions and you're down 14-0 really quick, you don't want your rookie quarterback throwing the ball 50 times to try to keep you in the game. And then the Chargers are just going to cram the ball down their throat, running it all game. And with Shaq Lawson probably looking like he's going to miss this game, he's a great edge defender against the run. I don't know. I just want to see them extend some drives, hopefully put up points, but at the very least pick up a few first downs in that first quarter.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think week one where they got themselves into trouble a lot of the time is they were getting these third and very long. And I think another key to extending drives. So my next key to the game was going to be they cannot give themselves any third and long situations. It has to be third and three, third and four, third and two. You cannot be putting yourselves like you did last week at third and nine, third and 11, third and 14 all the time. Because how often are you going to actually convert any of those?
Maybe 20% of the time if you're a good offense on those third and longs. But yeah, that's definitely a great point. Keep the third down short. I'd like to see some better play calling from Brian Daboll. I don't know what to expect. You know, with him having a better quarterback under center. Kurt Warner watched the Bills all 22, and he said he didn't really know what the Bills were doing with a lot of their passing, the route concepts. It didn't make any sense to him. And I think it might have been more because they just had an incompetent quarterback, and Brian Daboll knew it.
Yeah, and like there's things that Daboll likes to do that you can't really do because Peterman can't make those throws. And that's why I think it'll be fun. I think we're gonna see a vastly different Bills offense on Sunday than you saw last week.
Yeah, I'd certainly like to see them be more aggressive and get the ball out quick. And of course that requires the receivers to get some separation, but we'll see how that goes. My number two specific thing they need to do well to have a chance to win against the Chargers is slow down Keenan Allen. They're not gonna be able to stop Keenan Allen. He's one of the best wide receivers in the league. But you have to at least hold him to, I would say, probably less than 7 catches for like 70 yards. They can't play that shell coverage all game against him, or he's just going to go sit in that zone and catch the ball for 8 yards and turn and run with it like he did last year in that blowout. He still went for over 100 yards in that game, I think, despite playing half of it.
Yeah, and that's a great point. I mean, Keenan Allen is one of the best receivers in the NFL, and it's going to be a lot on Tre'Davious White to try to slow him down. And now what the Bills do not do most of the time is have Tre'Davious follow a receiver. It's pretty much left cornerback, right cornerback for the Bills. And I'll be curious to see if tomorrow is one of those games where they do move him around a little bit.
Nate.
Or Sunday, sorry, not tomorrow.
The Chargers, I know you watch their All-22. Do they move Allen into the slot a lot? He seems like he would be a slot guy.
He lines up all over the field. They do a lot of creative things with how they line up everyone. And so, and one of the things I want to talk about kind of plays into that is what they do with their running backs in the passing game. So that's my third key to the game is the Bills linebackers have to slow down the Chargers running backs in the passing game. Last week, the Chargers against the Chiefs, the running backs combined for 14 catches for 189 yards and a touchdown. And it's absolutely nuts. Melvin Gordon had 9 for 102. Austin Eckler had 5 for 87. And the Bills have to slow. The Bills cannot allow it to happen. Rivers cannot throw for 189 yards just to the running backs on Sunday. And a big part of what they are able to do is where they able to line guys up, especially with Eckler. They move him all over as well. And they like to get their guys the ball in the open field with some space to move. And that's going to be on the Bills' defense to, if that does happen, get them down and try not to give them too much open space. And that's also on the defensive play calling, too. We can't sit back in that zone, that deep zone that they played most of the game against the Ravens.
Yeah, so you watched the Chargers All-22. I didn't get a chance to. from what I've seen of Austin Ekeler, he reminds me a bit of Marcus Murphy, like a similar skill set. Kind of, he can run the ball, he can catch the ball, and really put some moves on guys in open space, and run through you if he needs to. He seems like a pretty good running back and a guy a lot of people don't know about.
Yeah, when I was watching that, he was one of the best players on the field for the offense. When he only got 10 touches in that game, but his 10 touches got over 120, almost 130 yards. He had 10 touches, 129 yards, and a touchdown. And that's what the way the Chargers try to use him. They get him the ball in this open field, and he is quick, and he makes guys miss, and he gets up the ball up the field. And I'll be curious to see how many touches he gets on Sunday, because he doesn't play as much as I would have thought someone with his skill set would, and with him only getting 10 touches, but he caught all 5 of his targets in that game, so it's not like they were throwing to him. Pretty much every throw to him is like a little screen pass, but the running backs in the passing game are very dangerous for the Chargers, and I think the Bills linebackers are up for the challenge.
Yeah, so I am definitely going to be playing Austin Ekeler in my DFS lineups. It's going to be a totally different game script from last week where the Chargers were trailing the Chiefs constantly, I think. So I think Ekeler is going to get more than 10 touches in this game. And like you said, it's up to the Bills linebackers to slow him down. But I think he's going to get the volume to be a good value play in DFS. So my third specific thing the Bills need to do to even have a chance in this game is get pressure with the front four. They cannot afford to be just kind of lackadaisical going through the motions up front there. They have to force Phillip Rivers to, you know, hurry through his progressions and rush his throws. Because as much as I think Phillip Rivers is a great Hall of Fame quarterback, he makes mistakes when you make him rush through things, just like any quarterback. So the Bills definitely have to do a better job there and get pressure with four.
Yeah, the Chiefs struggled with that against the Chargers last week. From the parts of the game that I watched, they sacked him once, and they hit him 3 or 4 times. And I think D Ford hit him every time he got hit. D Ford had a really good game against the Chiefs. He had that sack. He had I think another tackle for a loss that I saw, and he hit Rivers 3 or 4 times. Was getting in the backfield. Other than him though, they did not really generate any pressure against the Chiefs. So I think that'll be interesting to watch on Sunday.
Yeah, the Bills are a much better defense than the Chiefs, I think, just from a talent standpoint, so I hope they can do better than the Chiefs did. So, Nate, who's your Bills player that's kind of the under-the-radar X factor in this game?
I don't know if it's necessarily under the radar, but I think in terms of being an X factor, Kelvin Benjamin. He is, I think, just Josh Allen, big arm. Benjamin likes to go for those contested balls. Is he going to try on Sunday? That's my biggest thing for him. Is he going to show up? Because he did not show up last week. And if he shows up and if he plays well and gives Josh Allen an actual number one receiver to throw to, the offense might not look half bad.
Yeah, I mean, Benjamin has to show that effort. And I hope he will, because Sean McDermott called him out in the media. Shocker. Sean McDermott said something interesting. He said him and Charles Clay have to play better. And that's not really an outrageous thing for a coach to say. I'm sure he had more choice words for Kelvin Benjamin behind closed doors one-on-one, but I expect Kelvin Benjamin to come out and have a much better game and be a reliable threat for this offense. So Nate, my X factor in this game is going to be Taron Johnson or Philip Gaines, whoever plays slot corner, or potentially Raphael Bush, because I think they're going to line up Keenan Allen a lot in that slot if the Bills don't have Trey White follow him. So it's up to whoever that slot corner is to kind of not let Allen get the ball within 2 seconds from Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, I will be interested to see what the Bills do at slot corner. Phillip Gaines made a couple of really bad mistakes last week. I didn't think he played horribly outside of those mistakes, but those mistakes were very glaring. And I'll be interested to see what McDermott and Leslie Frazier do at that position on Sunday.
Yeah, I expect Vontae Davis to be active, especially if Taron Johnson's hurt. You can't go out there with, like, what, 3 corners?
Yeah, you have to have at least 4, especially in case someone gets hurt, and then you're down to even less than you started with, so.
All right, Nate, who's your Chargers under-the-radar X-Factor?
So my Chargers under-the-radar X-Factor, I've already talked about him a little bit, is Austin Ekeler. I think if he gets 10 touches and gets over 100 total yards again this week, the Bills have absolutely no prayer of winning this game. So the Bills have to prevent him from doing anything remotely like he did last week, or it's going to be a long, long day on Sunday.
Mine is Sam Tevy. It looks like Joe Barksdale, their starting right tackle, is going to be out. He got hurt early on in week one. Sam Tevy took over for him. Sam Tevy's going to have to stop whoever lines up across from him. It's probably going to be Trent Murphy or Shaq Lawson, potentially Eddie Yarborough, Jerry Hughes, depending on who they swap around where. But he's going to have to prevent whoever that is from getting pressure. Not that any of those players probably really scare him from a pass rushing standpoint, but I think that's the weak point the Bills have to attack on the defensive line to try to get some pressure on Rivers.
Yeah, the Bills really just need to get some sort of pressure with just their front four and not having to use some form of blitzes or misdirection to be able to do it. They really, really need to be able to do something with the front four if the defense is going to be successful this year, because you can't rely on the secondary to make plays all game when you're giving a guy like Phillip Rivers 3-4 seconds to throw every single down.
Absolutely. So let's move into our segment of over-under, some rapid-fire questions. I'm excited to do this, Nate. It's our first time being able to do it recording together. So we're going to fly right through these maybe two sentences of analysis per point. You think that's a good limit here, Nate?
Yeah, that's fair. I don't think we need to say more than one or two sentences about any of this stuff. Some of the stuff I might not even have anything to say, so we'll see.
All right, here we go. Over-under 42.5 total points scored, which is what Vegas is giving us for an over-under.
I'm going with the over. Chargers are going to score plenty of points, and I think the Bills' offense is going to score more than three.
Yeah, that's a great point. I'm going with the over as well. I don't think it's going to be like last week where the Ravens cleared the over themselves, but I do think the Chargers put up a decent amount of points, and I think the Bills score a bit as well. So over-under 1.5 interceptions thrown by Josh Allen.
I'm going with the under. He's not going to make any mistakes, any glaring mistakes. He might throw a pick, but he's not going to mess up all over the field on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm going with the under. I think he could potentially throw two, but I don't think they're going to be devastating for the offense like Nathan Peterman. Over-under a scoring play with 2 minutes left in the first half.
Yeah, there'll be one. It's probably going to be Phillip Rivers driving down the field in the last 2 minutes to tie or win the game, because that's totally a Phillip Rivers thing.
It seems like almost every game that the Chargers play where they aren't winning by a lot is Phillip Rivers just charging down the field with no timeouts, down one score, with like 90 seconds left.
Yep, so it's going to happen. It's going to be Phillip Rivers. Just put it in the books.
Yeah, death, taxes, and Phillip Rivers trying to rally a two-minute drill. All right.
What do you think for that one, Alex?
Yes. I agree. I think the Chargers score with under 2 minutes left. In the first half, at least.
Yeah, so I think more likely the first half, the second half, but second half probably won't be close enough.
All right, so over under 1.5 turnovers forced by the Bills defense.
I'm gonna go with over. I think the Bills are gonna Phillip Rivers is gonna make some sort of a mistake. He does that frequently. I think they're gonna be able to get two. Maybe not two picks, but they're gonna force fumble. They got the fumble forced last week. I think they're gonna get two.
I agree. I'm going over. I think they're gonna get two. The linebackers in the secondary play with a ton of intensity, and if the defensive line can even remotely match that, I think they're gonna force, you know, some easy turnovers off some tip passes or something like that. Over under 124.5 team rushing yards for the Chargers, which is the line I came up with myself.
I'm gonna go with under for that. They didn't get to that last week. Yes, they were losing. They only ran the ball 22 times. Gordon didn't look fantastic running. I think it's gonna be under.
I'm gonna go over. I think they're gonna be up, not by a ton, but in a position where they need to run time off the clock a lot in this game, and I think they're gonna get just over that 124.5 rushing yards. All right, so now we'll go into Josh Allen again with another over-under. 199.5 yards passing for the rookie in his debut.
He's going to go over that. They're going to be losing. He's going to throw the ball a lot. Probably throw the ball on the field. I'd go around 250 for Josh Allen on Sunday.
I'm going to go just under. I think he's going to pick up about 60 yards on the ground running himself. He likes to tuck and run it a little more than I'm comfortable with. And I think, you know, he's certainly going to get 250 total yards probably, but I think he's going to come just under that 200-yard mark passing.
Fair.
All right, over-under longest touchdown of 19.5 yards.
I'm going to go with over. The Chiefs last week threw the ball over the top of the Chargers defense multiple times, and I think Josh Allen's going to get one of those on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, when we looked at the all 22 of the Ravens game, there were a couple plays where Bills just had guys streaking down the seam and Peterman didn't throw the ball. Josh Allen's not afraid of that. I think the Bills are going to get one over 20 yards. So will there be a defensive or special teams touchdown in this game?
No, no.
Just to be contrarian, I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say Marcus Murphy takes one to the house on a return.
That'd be something to watch. That'd be fun. That place would be loud.
All right. Over, under 2.5 sacks surrendered for the Bills' offensive line.
Over. 100%. If this is under, I will be immensely surprised.
So, a caveat thrown into this, Nate. Will they all be the offensive line's fault, or will it be Josh Allen getting happy feet like he did a couple of times last week?
Josh Allen will get at least one that'll be completely his fault, but I think then they'll have two or more that are the fault of the offensive line.
You know what? I think they're going to scheme to get the ball out quick. Joey Bosa's not playing this week, which is huge for the Bills' offensive line. I'm going to go under. I think they only give up two. Bold prediction.
That'll be fun. I mean, if you're right, I'll be pretty happy. I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, I mean, I would be ecstatic, but we'll see. So, over under 2.5 sacks for the Bills' defense.
Under, 100%. I don't think they're going to get the Rivers. I mean, if they get pressure on him, maybe, but they're not going to be able to sack him that many times.
I expect the Bills to be a bit more aggressive than they were last week in all facets of the game. I think it's on Leslie Frazier to dial up some pressure, bring an extra rusher to get a sack here. I think they get three. Something tells me over here.
If these predictions are right, Alex, the Bills might win this game on Sunday.
I know. Forever the optimist of the Buffalo Bills, I am, of the two of us.
So two left now. So we have over under 0.5 or 1.5 sack for Jerry Hughes.
I'm going under. Jerry Hughes goes through these phases where he disappears for games at a time, and he's probably going to be lining up against the Chargers left tackle I can't even think of off the top of my head. I know it's better than Sam Tevy, the backup right tackle, but I just don't see Jerry Hughes getting any pressure. He had one last week, and he just didn't finish the job, and that's where he struggled the last couple of years, so I'm going under.
I think he's going to get one. I think the Bills are going to get one sack on Sunday. Here's my prediction. The Bills are going to get one sack on Sunday, and Jerry Hughes will be involved in that one.
Oh, bold prediction from Nate Schreiber. All right, last one. Over under Bills, 1.5 touchdowns scored.
I'm going to go with the over for this one. I think they're going to score exactly two touchdowns on Sunday.
I have the same exact thing. I think they're going to score two. What's your final score prediction in this game, Nate?
My final score prediction is Chargers 31, Bills 17.
All right, we're on a similar path here. I have Chargers 27-17. Hopefully we're both wrong here, and hopefully this game is close going into the fourth quarter to keep us entertained.
That'd be nice. It'd be nice to be able to stay at the stadium the whole time, still being able to cheer for a close football game and hope our Bills can come out on top. I'm definitely looking forward to the home opener on Sunday.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be great weather, 80 and sunny. It's going to be a great tailgate. Hopefully a great game for the Bills. If you're a listener and you're attending the game, feel free to come find us. And go Bills. This has been the Episode 26 of the Bills Breakdown Podcast, the Week 2 preview for Bills Chargers. I'm your co-host, Alex Pallinger.
And I am Nate Schreiber.
Subscribe, download, give us 5 stars wherever you get your podcast so others can find it and give it a listen. Follow us on Twitter, @Bills_Breakdown. We won't be on that in the stadium during the game, but we'll definitely share our thoughts after the game. And you can find us on Facebook, @Bills Breakdown, and BillsBreakdownPodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.